And good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, a little later on, we're going to hear from some guests talking about the Manhattan Crop Hunger Walk. That'll be coming up around 9:30, but we're going to start things off with the Sunset Zoo this morning. And we have Marketing and Development Officer Melissa Kirkwood joining us here via Zoom today. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's another sunny day at the zoo. I'm kind of ready for it to be fall, but, you know, we'll take, I guess, our third summer here.
No question. It would be nice to have some fall weather because the zoo is a great place to be, especially during the fall.
It sure is. We are gearing up for the fall, whether it decides to be the fall outside or not. We just put our Spooktacular tickets, which is our Halloween event for families and anyone, but for families especially. We have done Spooktacular for over 25 years here at Sunset Zoo, and this year we are bringing it back to a more traditional setting. We will have candy stations scattered throughout the zoo during Spooktacular, some live entertainment on our outdoor amphitheater stage. We will have some food truck vendors, just a really great fun time here at Sunset Zoo when you come to Spooktacular. And of course, we want you to come in costume. So we will have lots of organizations and business community members who will be hosting those candy booths. So you will leave with lots of candy from Spooktacular. We do have a few changes this year with Spooktacular, just due to COVID guidelines and restrictions. What we're trying to do to keep everything safe is that we are doing timed tickets for that event. So the event will be October 22nd, 23rd and 24th, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And on Friday, we have reserved for our medical high risk population and special populations. So that will have a lower attendance. I think our restriction that evening is up to 250 guests from 5:30 to 7:30, but we'll still have the booths and some activities going on through that evening. And then Saturday and Sunday, we will operate from 9:30 to 5:30, our 9:30 to 5:30, and we will sell those tickets in 2-hour blocks, that just so that we can limit the crowd size during those 2-hour increments. If you've been to Spooktacular before, you know how crowded it can get. These days of Spooktacular are our largest attended days of the year for the zoo. So in a typical year, we see anywhere from 5,000 to 8,000 people in 2 days. And so we are just trying to make sure all of those people don't come all at once.
Yeah. Well, good to know. And, you know, it's probably a little nicer to have the time slots here. I think maybe people might appreciate that a little bit more, knowing that they've got that reserved and they're going to get in, they're going to get their candy and have a good time.
Absolutely. And I think our entire community and everyone overall is adjusting to what needs to be the safest way that we can do things. And this is the way that we felt like we could still have a great community event, but also just keep in mind that we know we don't want to have huge, large gathering, you know, mass gatherings, especially with that population mostly that is unvaccinated. And so we are just kind of keeping that in line, and we are taking every precaution necessary. All of the candy that the kiddos will receive, it will all be wrapped candy, and we will be distributing that, so it's not, you know, people grabbing for candy. We will have the vendors distributing that, but we have quite a load of candy that has been ordered. So don't worry that you won't get enough candy. We'll make sure that you get enough candy. And there'll also be other things besides candy that vendors will have. They may have some other things because, you know, let's face it, not all kids can have all things. So we will have other vendors that will have other fun things for kids to do as well.
Okay. So you can get online and get those tickets now. I see that the registration for that began last week.
Yes, so we put tickets on sale the beginning of last week, and tickets for the event are just normal admission, our normal admission rate for an adult and a child, which is $550 for an adult and $350 for a child. Children two and under, or I'm sorry, like three and under are free. So if you've got a little tyke, they get in free, and then we are selling those tickets online. We do suggest that families pre-purchase the tickets online before they come to the event so that it does not create so much of a line. We can help you do that over the phone if you don't have a way to do that. You can come to the zoo and purchase tickets before the event, and then we will be accommodating people as they come to the event those days. But we're really trying to accommodate less lines if you can pre-purchase your tickets for that event.
All right. It's probably not a bad opportunity then if you've been thinking about it. You know, you could maybe consider getting the Friends of the Zoo membership there, and that gives you a little bit of a discount.
It sure does. Our Friends of the Sunset Zoo membership is really quite the deal around for all families. If you have gone to a zoo, not just Sunset Zoo, but any zoos around, you know that if you purchase a membership, it really in like two visits pays for itself. And our Friends of Sunset Zoo membership for our family membership is only $50. And that will give you free admission throughout the entire year. And then it also does give you discounts for things like Spooktacular. If you became a member of Sunset Zoo before you purchase your tickets, you get $1 off each ticket for Spooktacular. And then you also get discounts throughout the year on some of our educational programs and different things too. So it's a great deal. And then the biggest, I think, one of the biggest highlights of becoming a member of Sunset Zoo, you don't only get free admission to our zoo. We have partnerships with over 150 different zoos around the country that you can go visit either for free or for half price admission, depending on what the zoo guidelines are for each zoo.
Not bad. That's a pretty good deal. And, you know, that's a fun event. I'm so glad to see that's coming back in a more traditional setting because of how popular it is and how much, you know, we love Halloween. Everyone loves Halloween. And that's not your only major event in October. You have another one coming up that's looks like it's sold out.
Yes. So we are, again, happy to be bringing back another event in a more traditional manner. Brew at the Zoo. We usually do Brew at the Zoo at the very end part of the summer. But due to COVID, we shifted our calendars, much like every other community organization, to accommodate for COVID. So we have definitely that Oktoberfest flair this year with Brew at the Zoo. We sold out all of our tickets about a couple of weeks ago, but we are limiting our crowd size to 500 or less for that event, just again for COVID guidelines. But we're super excited that the ticket purchasers for that event will get to enjoy over 13 different breweries with many different types of beers within those brewery stations, and food, fun, music. M31 is the band that will be playing during Brew at the Zoo. So we're super excited to be bringing that event back. It may be a little bit cooler weather-wise, but it'll still be fun. And that event is October 15th for ticket purchasers who have purchased tickets. We will not be releasing any other tickets for the event. I would suggest if you are looking for tickets for Brew at the Zoo and you did not have the chance to purchase them, there are several ticket purchasers who are trying to sell them. Just check maybe the thread of our event page for Brew at the Zoo.
All right. I have a feeling that might be more popular here in the month of October. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but the fall weather might help.
I think it probably is going to help. We will also have, you know, just due to the timing of things as well, there are a couple of differences other than it being in October. We are hosting the event on a Friday night. We know there's a big K-State game the next day and some other things, but we wanted to try Friday night. So it'll be a great event to come enjoy time with your friends, have a couple of beer tastings in a cool, you know, literally cool atmosphere. And I'm pretty sure we will already have the zoo all decked out in pumpkins and gourds and, you know, all sorts of things for the fall, too. So you'll really get that fall flavor while you're here for Brew at the Zoo.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, I'm glad that things have gone well for that going forward. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about some other activities happening at Sunset Zoo. Melissa Kirkwood joins us here this morning on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.